Lives of the Artists by Giorgio Vasari, Volume 1, translated by George Bull. Introduction. Vasari's Lives. In the second edition of the Lives, which was seen through the press in Florence in 1568, Giorgio Vasari informed his fellow artists that of the large number of volumes printed of the first edition, 18 years before, not one had been left on the bookseller's hands. A best-seller when they were first published 400 years ago, his biographies of the artists of the Renaissance have over the centuries maintained both their wide popular appeal and their immense historical value. Vasari was born in 1511, about the time Henry VIII came to the throne of England, in Arezzo, a Tuscan town which was subject to the Republic of Florence. He was a year old when, by force of Spanish arms, the Medici family were restored to power in Florence, to rule there almost without interruption for over 200 years. As he grew up, the dynastic conflict between France and Spain, in which Florence became a pawn in the Spanish camp, was caught up in the shattering turmoil of the Reformation. When he died in his early 60s, the Catholic world was busy on harsh internal reform and offensive military action against Protestant states and rulers. The city-state of Florence had long since settled down to the paternal rule of a Medici duke. Still developing vigorously in the north of Europe, in Italy the ideas and attitudes of the Renaissance were being modified or reversed by an alien spirit in art and life. Though a fairly pious Catholic and a fierce patriot, Vasari was not the slightest bit interested in the religious and political issues of his time. The faintest whiff of gunpowder or heresy was enough to send him running for cover. Like Uccello...